A recent New York Times article reported that although the United States is the global leader in biomedical research and development, our lifespans are still shorter than those in Western European nations, as well as in Japan. This makes our commentator Kevin R. Free skeptical of American health care. He also has strong feelings about medical professionals in this country.
I hate doctors. In 2006, I have seen more doctors than I've seen in my whole life. This year, I've been checked for prostate cancer and colon cancer and testicular cancer. I've had an endoscopy, a colonoscopy, and a cystoscopy. I've been to the emergency room once and been on antibiotics twice. And at almost every visit, they've had to check my blood pressure twice, once at the beginning and once at the end, because, as I said, I hate doctors. I have a friend who is a naturopathic doctor, and I guess I hate him too. He suggested once that I'm having a problem with my immune system because of the amount of sugar that I eat, and further, no one should have athlete's foot as bad as mine. I, of course, told him to shut up, took another bite of donut, and scratched my heel as I put my foot back in my sandal. Recently, my friend the naturopath sent me to a Chinese herbalist because I had a persistent cough that antibiotics didn't diminish. I didn't want to go. I believe in the West. I love the mall. I love American Idol. I love being in denial about my health problems. But if a pill from the West wouldn't fix me so that I could sing without coughing, I am not above trying a tea from the East. So I made the trek to Chinatown, something I never want to do. Canal Street in New York City is filled with tourists. Think Times Square with less space and even less English. And that's where I had to go to find my Chinese herbalist. As I walked on Canal Street, the throngs of people dissipated and the Chinese businesses proliferated. I was really in Chinatown, not in that world of stolen designer bags, overpriced T-shirts, and bootlegged CDs. I also realized that I had never noticed very many Asian people in the area that I had always called Chinatown. But now, I was a stranger in a strange land. I stepped into the Lin Sister Pharmacy, where I was told I could find my herbalist, and all of the patrons and the shopkeepers turned to look at me. I think I even heard a record being scratched. I asked, very self-conscious of my African-Americanness, if this was the place that I could find Frank. A woman said, "Frank?" I shared her incredulousness. I, too, was surprised that my Chinese herbalist would be called Frank. My friend had given me an alternate name to drop, but I couldn't bring myself to ask for anyone named Thong. Well, Frank and I finally found one another, and he sat me down to examine me. A side note, he had himself a little chuckle, like most people, that my name is Free. As he checked my pulse, he wrote furiously in Chinese with his free hand. He asked me questions about my health based on my heart rate, I guess. And he was always correct. Then he looked at my tongue and wrote some more. He prescribed me 12 different herbs to be consumed in a tea twice daily for a week. Once that's done, I'm to go back so he can fix all the other things he noticed were wrong with me, like my immune system and my sugar issues. I'm not sure yet if my cough is completely gone, but the tea is so bitter that it can only be good for me. I will see my Western doctors again, even if I don't want to, but I cannot wait to see Frank, the Chinese herbalist, again. I love him. The man was part psychic, I think. And what could be more American than going to a psychic and believing unequivocally in the reading?
Kevin R. Free is an actor and career coach living in New York City.